Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Strange moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Strange scores. McQuinn moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs throws the ball into Strange, who relays the ball to Hefner, who tags Chapman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to first and picks off Kennedy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Lobbs moves to third. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange misplays the ball. That's an error on Strange. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Mack reaches second base with a double. Hemsley moves to third. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Al Milner. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Mack scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Heath reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Strange bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lefty Mills now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Mills covering. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Heath moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Mack reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Indians. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.